The Senate will please come to order. The first item of business is introduction of bills. Senate File 87, first reading.
Senate File 87, Education School Finance Cost of Living Adjustment, sponsored by Senator Wasserberger.
You can... Senate File 87 is assigned to Committee Number 4. Senate File 88, first reading.
Senate File 88, Emergency Care Stroke and Acute Heart Attack Patients, sponsored by Senator Kraft.
Senate File 88 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Do we have any other items? There are no other items. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. We're at that order of business of consideration of bills on general file.
Mr. President.
Senator Johnson first.
Thank you, Mr. President. Privilege of the floor.
You have the privilege of the floor.
Thank you very much. We have a distinguished young visitor with us today. Many of you know her and have chatted with her. She'll stand up. Several years ago, Rachel was my high school intern when she was a senior at Pine Bluffs High School. She's now at the University of Wyoming and is in a junior in ag business. Two organizations have gotten together, the American National Cattle Women and the Beef Checkoff, and they have appointed five national beef ambassadors that go around the country representing, the cattle industry, the beef industry. We have a young gentleman from Arkansas, a young lady from Texas, a young lady from Ohio, a young lady from Oklahoma, and Rachel Purdy. Please welcome our National Beef Ambassador from Wyoming.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey. Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, privilege of the floor, please.
You may have it.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce two of my past business associates from Casper. Please help me to welcome Jeff George and Larry Kidd-Shaleen.
Hey. Senator Driscoll. You have it.
Lady and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to my high school aide for the session, Rachel Derner. She grew up about a stone's throw from our ranch and showed a few sheep that came off the place and ended up down here going to Burns, and I'm proud to have her work for me for the session. Please welcome her.
Thank you. Other announcements? If not, we're at that order of business. Bills on general file.
Mr. President.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, before general file, I think there might be a bill that we need read in. Has it been the referral from the JAC, has it been read in? Do you have it?
We don't have the jacket yet.
You don't have the jacket yet?
We do have the jacket.
We do have the jacket, Mr. President.
We don't have the jacket.
Don't have the jacket. Mr. President, I move that the committee whole resolve itself. I move the Senate resolve itself back into committee of the whole.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion has been adopted. Senator Peterson.
Committee of the Whole come to order.
We need some bills.
If we just had some bills. There they are. First bill for our consideration is Senate File 53. The reading clerk will read in the Senate file.
Senate File 53, Special Election Time Limits, sponsored by the Corporations Committee. It was referred to Committee Number 7, Corporation Election Political Subdivision, reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Case, Hicks, Meyer, Pappas, and Scott. Senator Meyer, Acting Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure? Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that when the Committee of the Whole rise and report it, do so with a do-pass motion on Senate File 53, Special Elections Time Limits. Mr. Chairman, there was also a standing committee amendment. I would wish that the clerk would read it in at this time.
Senate File 53, Standing Committee Amendment Number 1, page 3, line 18.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this bill just essentially goes in and conforms with the military overseas.
Excuse me, Senator Meyer, did you move that amendment?
No. I'm just talking
okay.
about the bill right
Good
now.
Enough.
I'll move the amendment when
All
I
right.
get to the
Thank
point
you.
Where it's in the bill, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, what this bill does is talk about the is conform with the Military Overseas Voters Act and called MOVE, and what we're trying to do here is look at the vacancies, and it redefines how you establish when a day is. Essentially, it's every day. And if you have a special election that falls on a Saturday, Sunday, or full legal holiday, then it's carried over to the next day that's not a Saturday, Sunday, or full legal holiday. Those are determined. I believe we have 11 of those in the state that are full legal holidays. That takes care of most of the language on one and on two. We go over to top at three, and it goes into changes the days from more than 55 to the Tuesday following the 89th day. The biggest reason why the change to the 89th day is that the MOVE Act determines that there has to be at least 45 days prior to an election. Your military ballots have to be sent out and available. So that's why we have the extra days. We get into 2218-106. That's where the amendment comes in. And, Mr. Chairman, I would move Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 53, ask for the body's favorable consideration. This has to do with the number of days down in 2218-106 on line 18 and 21. It was 15 days. That was felt to be longer than what was necessary for the state central committees to meet and fill a vacancy. The interim committee took it down to 5. We felt we'd like to give it a little more time. The total number of days available would be 8. We left it at 7, and that's to give the central committee a little more time to fill vacancies. So, in that regard, Mr. Chairman, I would stand for questions on the amendment and call for the question on the amendment.
Question on the amendment being called for. If I can read my script here, where am I at? Oh. All those in favor of Senator Meyer's motion to adopt the Committee of the Whole Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 53, please say Standing Committee Amendment, Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 53, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That amendment carries. Passed.
Just tells when the end of the candidate filing period is. And in conducting special elections, instructs the county clerk that they have 12 days to prepare the ballot after the certification. That explains the bill. I'd stand for any questions, Mr. Chairman, and ask for the body's favorable consideration.
Further discussion on the bill? Question being called. All those in favor of Senator Meyer's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report that it do so with a favorable recommendation of Senate File 53, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Senate File 53 has passed the Committee of the Whole. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 54. The reading clerk will read in the Senate file.
I get it put back together.
Senate File 54, Election Code Revision, sponsored by the Corporations Committee. It was referred to Committee Number 7, Corporation Election and Political Subdivision, reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Case, Hicks, Meyer, Pappas, and Scott, Senator Meyer, Acting Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure? Senator Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, I move when the Committee of the Whole rise report it do so with the due pass motion on Senate File 54, Election Code Revisions. There was a standing committee amendment. I would ask that the clerk read it in at this time.
Senate File 54, Standing Committee Amendment Number 1, page 3, line 2.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Meyer.
I move the Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 54, and the explanation of that goes to where it works in over on the top of page 3. We looked at this and thought there's a little verbiage missing, and the Dr. Arp came up with adding a few words there that actually made the definition understandable on what an unsuccessful candidate is. And so when we add in the language, who did not win the election, but, because otherwise it seemed like it didn't make any difference. If you got one vote, you were a winner, you know. So, yeah, but no, you were actually a loser. So, yeah, so we figured out actually what an unsuccessful candidate was, and I think this does it right here. So, Mr. Chairman, I'd ask the body to vote aye on that and call for the question.
No discussion. Okay. Question being called on the amendment. All those in favor of Senator Meyer's motion to adopt the Standing Committee Amendment, number 1 to Senate File 54, please say aye. Opposed, no. That amendment has passed. Back on the bill, Senator Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, a lot of this is a lot of cleanup, as it normally are in these election code revisions. You'll see several places in the bill where the word receipts, campaign receipts, was replaced with the word campaign contributions. And so you'll see that throughout the bill. Then we go over into page 5, the distribution of copies of the election code. We make it clear that it's the county and the municipal clerks in this one. Then in furnishing the oath forms where they swear people in, it was kind of funny that the may was there, so they replaced it with shall, because you could have an oath and you may swear or you may not swear. So that makes that clear. Going on, some more grammatical changes from offices to office on the next page. Acceptance of the appointments, rather than mailed, it was delivered. And you had the notice in that section there on 22-8-111. And again, in the time allotted by the county clerk. Some other change here on page 8 has to do, it's just simply grammatically, basically, the elector shall print his, and they just say the elector's full name. So Nothing really earth-shaking on that. Back, Mr. Chairman, most of it is just cleanup. I think that there are a couple other folks that were on the committee, Senator Hicks and Senator Scott, I believe, were on the interim there. If they want to jump in here and look at some of these things here, I'd certainly defer to them if they have any other questions. But all in all, Mr. Chairman, I guess I just ask for your favorable consideration.
Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I just wondered during the interim if there was any conversation with regard to page 6, the language relating to term limits in the Office of Governor. Just wondering if the committee gave any thought to changing that statute, given the fact that it's not only been challenged at the legislative branch, but it's been challenged by the Secretary of State. Didn't know it. Just be interested if there was any conversation about that.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, on page 6, this is the term limits provision. What there was conversation, as you can see, as it applies to Secretary of State, State Auditor, State Treasurer, and State Superintendent, that language is repealed by this bill. That reflects the action of the Wyoming Supreme Court in the case that the former Secretary of State, Max Maxfield, brought. And he was just trying to clean up the situation. The court held exactly the same way as they did for legislative term limits. They did not reach, the case did not reach the Office of the Governor, and the committee said we're just going to reflect what the Supreme Court has done. I think, and it's always dangerous to predict what a court's going to do, but I think if somebody were to bring a case, you would see the term limit for the governor removed too. That's something the Senate could clearly choose to do. We didn't, and I suspect nobody in the near future is going to bring a case. Frankly, the Office of Governor is a man-killer. The demands on the governor are just horrendous in terms of time, and anybody after two terms is going to be pretty well burned out. So I think the custom of two terms has served us well. I've served once with a three-term governor, and three terms is any normal human being is going to be just plain totally burned out by the demands of that office after two terms, and a third term, especially a third consecutive term, is probably a mistake.
Further discussion on the bill? Question being called for? All those in favor of Senator Meyer's motion that when the committee of the whole rises to report that it do so with a favorable recommendation of Senate File 54, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Senate File 54 has passed the committee of the whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee of the whole rise and report.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Which glass did you drink out of?
You got the script. This, we're done with committee. Oh, we're down to committee. No. Okay. All right. So we move on.
The reading clerk will please read the committee the whole report.
Mr. Vice President, the Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, begs leave to report as follows. Senate File 58, do pass. Senate File 59, do pass. Senate File 60, do pass. Senate File 74, do pass. Senate File 71, failed to pass Committee of the Whole and was indefinitely postponed. Senate File 53, do pass amended. Senate File 54, do pass amended. Senator Peterson, Chairman.
Senator Peterson?
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
Heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. The report has been adopted. Let's see. Anything else? All I have is this. What's that? Okay. Let's go ahead. Let's read in the standing committee reports.
January the 20th, 2015, Mr. President, your committee number two appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 26, challenge loan interest rate, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Hastert, Perkin, Ross, Wasserberger, Senator Ross, Chairman. January the 20th, 2015, Mr. President, your committee number two appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 8, State Education Accountability and Assessment, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Hastert, Perkins, Ross, Wasserberger, Senator Ross, Chairman. January the 20th, 2015, Mr. President, your committee number two appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 57, School Facilities Appropriations, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Hastert, Perkins, Ross, and Wasserberger, Senator Ross, Chairman.
All right. Majority floor leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, I move that we stand adjourned. I move that we adjourn. Until 10 a.m. Wednesday. Wait a minute. Yeah, Wednesday, January 21st.
Oh, that'll be tomorrow. Okay, great. Okay. All right. Senator Scott, are we ready for announcements? Or Senator Scott, are you seeking the privilege of the floor? Okay, yes, we're to announcements. Senator Scott.
Mr. Vice President, Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in the normal committee room. Senate File 64, Wyoming Health Insurance Pool Act Extension, which we continued from last Friday. Senate File 85, Adult Foster Care Pilot Project. And Senate File 72, OSHA Penalties 2. And by way of advance notice, on Friday we will hear Senate File 3, the right to try, and we'll add some other bills to that announcement when we make the formal announcement for Friday.
Thanks, Senator Scott. Senator Coe.
Mr. Vice President, your Committee Number 4, Education, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to take up Senate Joint Resolution 3, Limitation of Authority. Senate File 78, Education, Dual Language Immersion Programs. And Senate File 91, if time permits, Charter School Eligibility Bonus Payments.
Thank you, Senator Coe. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Your Committee Number 8, Transportation, will meet upon adjournment tomorrow in Room S-14. To discuss the bill, Senate File 81, Lifesaver Program 2, and Senate File 19, VIN Inspections, which was carried over from January 19th.
Thanks, Senator Meyer. Senator Burns, can you see if you can find, if you can't, they're on my desk, but the announcements for appropriations, and it'll come back in a second. They're right on my desk. You ought to grab those. Senator Christensen.
Mr. Vice President, your committee, Judiciary Number 1, will meet Wednesday, January 21st, 8 a.m. at Room S1 to hear following bills, Senate File 7, Tethering Dogs, Senate File 18, Expungement of Misdemeanors, Senate File 21, Theft of Identity, Senate File 11, Selling to Junk Dealers.
Thank you, Senator Christensen. Senator Rumpflater.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Number 9, Minerals and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow about 20 minutes after noon recess to consider Senate File 65, Savings and Loan Associations, Senate File 68, Property Rights Ombudsman, and Senate File 70, Cooperative Electrical Utility Rate Adjustment Notice.
Thanks, Senator Rumpflater. Senator Geis?
The Glen Water Resources will meet at 3:30. That'll give the time to get there. We're going to take up Senate File 51, Water Development Amendments, and Senate File 55, Omnibus Water Bill Planning, and Senate File 4, Dry Bean Research.
Thanks, Senator Geis. Senator Burns.
Mr. Vice President, Joint Appropriations Committee Number 2 will meet at upon adjournment here pretty quick. It says here Room S11 to take up governor's letters, but I thought we were meeting in 204 upon adjournment.
We are.
Okay, so this announcement's wrong. Thank you for making me go back and get it. And Mr. Vice President, we will also be meeting tomorrow morning in 204 to start markup.
Okay, thank you, Senator Burns. Any other announcements? Heard the motion. All those in the motion to adjourn, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Tennis shall stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Wednesday, January the 21st.